I once knew a poet who lived before his time. He and his dog Spooner would listen as he'd rhyme. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. Then one day the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet full of verse and rhymes. Through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for the king of underground. They found him down in Florida, a tombstone for a crown. And everybody knows a line from his book that costs $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's to be quite this fine. 'Cause his books are all bestsellers, and his poems have turned to song. And his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. Now he's called immortal, yes, he's even taught in school. Say he used his talents, the most proficient tool. But he left all of his royalties to Spooner, his old hound. Grown old on steak and bacon, in his doghouse 10 feet round. And everybody wonders, did he really lose his mind? Was just a poet who lived before his time. Yes, he was just a poet who lived before his time.
Nice.
I love that was really song. Sweet. That's one of my favorite Buffett songs.
Yeah. Mm. Although here on this page, like
it's Biffett.
It's Jimmy Biffett.
It is. Oh, it's Biffett. Yeah. Oh, it's one of the Biffett songs.
Right.
Oh God.
You know, he only wrote a couple.
Is he the guy who wrote Martiniville?
Yes.
Close. Yeah. Exactly. That's his cousin. Yeah, it's his cousin. That's pretty good.